From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Russia on Thursday objected to a draft UN resolution that would put in place a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria and lift the siege on eastern Ghouta. Russia asked for a meeting of the Security Council, at which its ambassador dismissed as not possible the proposed ceasefire and accompanying aid deliveries along with large-scale medical evacuations. The U.S. supports a ceasefire measure. Earlier Thursday, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Russia bears responsibility for the high number of civilian deaths in eastern Ghouta in the past few days.
More than 400 or so civilians have been horrifically killed by the Syrian regime. And as we all know, they're backed by not only Russia, but also Iran. It is a good reminder that Russia bears unique responsibility for what is taking place there. Without Russia backing Syria, the devastation and the deaths would certainly not be occurring.
Russia may have deployed two of its latest generation stealth warplanes to Syria, according to video footage of a pair of Su-57s landing at a Russian airbase in the war-torn country. The reported development seen on social media comes amid rising alarm that the Syria conflict, which started out as an uprising against President Bashar al-Assad, is now split into several separate struggles that could erupt into a wider regional clash between outside powers. The video allegedly shows the Su-57s landing this week at Russia's Haimim Air Base, southeast of the city of Latakia, on Syria's Mediterranean coastline. It quickly circulated Thursday on social media sites. This is VOA News.